Well, good morning.
Come on.
Hey, Friday song.
15. Yeah, we're in the club, Hunter.
In the club.
Duck Club. That's right. Duck Club.
Sipping on gin and juice. It's weekend, baby.
It's the honkiest guys you can imagine saying this.
I know.
Ridiculous.
We are the whitest dudes you'd ever meet, but.
Still not a damn good Nelly song.
I can't sip on gin and juice.
That's right. It's delicious. It's delicious.
It is.
Hey, we got to keep things moving here. It is time for your 8 a.m. WTF of the day. Here we go.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie?
What's up, Katie?
All right, hold on a sec. I had one earlier, but I think I did that one. I did. Okay, so let's just do this one.
Did your dog eat it? Come on.
Yeah, my dog ate it. My dog ate my WTF of the day. So a 24-year-old guy named Austin Wisemore rented a U-Haul van in March to drive from Florida to New York. Okay, pretty standard stuff. However, he never returned it. But cops finally caught up with him because of one crucial detail he forgot about. Police in upstate New York were investigating a burglary on Wednesday when they spotted a van with a bad paint job. Some of it was white, but most of it was black. It turned out Austin spray painted the van black to hide all the U-Haul logos, and
he's been
stripping the parts to sell for scrap. But the cops knew it was stolen because he forgot about the huge U-Haul logo on top of the windshield.
Oh, man.
The bad paint job alone cost over $10,000 in damages. He had also removed the headlights and catalytic converter. He is facing 3 felony charges in grand larceny, criminal mischief, my favorite one, and possession of stolen property.
So here's the thing. If you would have just left it, you might still be out there.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of other U-Hauls out there driving. It's because this one was painted black, and it looked like somebody was trying to cover something up.
Yeah, yeah. Looks
you
real
stick out a little bit.
Real shiesty with a spray paint job. All right. He spray painted it. And Hunter, you're absolutely right. Just leave it as a U-Haul van. People see those all over the place.
Well, they're everywhere.
All over the tell you what, just change the license plate, bing bang, boom, you got yourself a free U-Haul van. But
there you
no,
go.
Because Austin here is a dummy and he's like, oh, I gotta figure it out. I'm gonna spray paint this thing. They're never gonna know it. They're never gonna know what's gonna happen with it.
We're gonna paint it black. Nobody's gonna see it. It's gonna be like the Batmobile.
I mean, you think at this point we'd stop being surprised at how stupid these criminals are? But it's they got into the life of crime because they're dummies. All right, that's what it boils down to.
Here's the thing: is they always get caught. They really do. In the end, it's always something. You know, you slip up somehow, do something stupid. Here's the thing: is you being a criminal. Just being a criminal, you're probably not the smartest person.
Like, break this down. Two things. All right. If I were to show you two vans, Hunter.
Always get caught.
If I were to show you two vans, one van is just a regular U-Haul van. The other van, same van, but it's got a spray paint job. Which one are you going to think is the stolen one?
I don't know. It's a tough one, but I think I'm going to go with the spray painted van.
That's it. That's
it. Looks sketchy as F.
End of discussion. This guy's an idiot. All right. Yeah. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day. You can go spray paint my van. We'll be back.